This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 24th day of February, year of our Lord, 2018. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're going to have a guest today, which is not the way we usually do things, but I think everybody's really going to enjoy Mr. Steve Whitman. He should be calling in here any minute. I talked to him about 4 days ago by email. Everything's set. So he should be on here in just a minute. Anyway, the news continues to be, which is a surprise to me, that shooting down in Florida. Usually those things die off in the news cycle after about 3 or 4 days. But somebody's pumping lots of money in for these demonstrations, protests that these students are supposedly spontaneously creating on their own. But you've got some of the school systems in Florida using regular school buses to transport them, in some cases, 300, 400 miles to Tallahassee to protest at the state capitol. You can't tell me a bunch of 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds have the ability to coordinate all that by themselves. So hopefully these people that want to blame the tools, the guns, instead of the people, will grow a brain. We can hope. We can hope so. Okay. Now let's see what else is going on real quick. Now, apparently, Mr. Mueller up there in D.C. has decided to twist the law where you can get another person to plead guilty and try to work against the Trump administration. I don't think this one's going to work any better than it did with General Flynn, but we'll see what happens there. One more thing on that school shooting. I don't know if everybody's aware of it or not, but the day it happened and the day after, there was students and teachers both saying that there was more than one shooter down there. Now, I don't know if they were confused, scared, or if there really was more than one shooter. But I do know that something I read here last night, that YouTube was taking down those news reporters' videos that said that they were that there was more than one shooter. I got a feeling this is going to wind up being a lot more when the truth actually comes out, if it ever comes out, than what's being portrayed now. Okay, and of course there was that town hall where everything was scripted. We gave the kids written questions, or at least I guess written, or told them what to ask. And it's come out, it's not just one young man saying that. Apparently it's now young lady and her father saying the same thing. So apparently they really did it. Again, we'll have to see what's going on. Anything you're looking at this morning, Lori?
Nope, not a thing.
Okay, well, that answers that then. Well, while we're waiting for Steve, tell me, where are we on getting ready to plant seedlings? I know we were talking about it last week, and you were saying we pretty much needed to start here real quick. Have we got all the seeds found and everything?
Oh, yeah. They're all found. I'll probably start them this weekend. But, you know, like when Rick was on, Rick mentioned a few that had, should you should have already started, and some you should be starting this week within the next couple of weeks. You know, and of course, you know, you made the comment that they wouldn't be, or they'd be inside too long. You know, being inside too long is not a bad thing, okay, folks? Because, like I said, it gives you a chance to let your plants grow a little bit better and get a little bit stronger, and it also gives you a chance to pick out those healthier and hardier ones to put outside. So, you know, it's just something to keep in mind when you're doing this.
Yeah, it is. And you're right, of course. You're right. I'm looking forward to this year. I really am. Last year, I didn't get to do anything outside. But this year, I'm going to if it kills me.
Well, let's not go that far.
Well, I got my new wheelchair Monday, my all-terrain wheelchair, so that's going to help a lot. March 15th, I get the prescription for my new leg. That's going to help a lot. So I'm looking forward to being out there this year. It's going
to
be nice.
I'm just looking forward not to making all these doctors and hospital visits.
Well, that's going to go on for a little bit longer, not much.
Yeah, I know. But it's kind of hard to do things when you're constantly on the road, you know. Most people don't realize that we live at least 2.5 hours from any major place that has a large VA hospital. So it's a 2.5 hour drive there and a 2.5 hour drive back home. So when you're going just for a little 15-minute appointment, you know, 2.5 hours in the car, you know, and of course, you know, we're not young chickens that we used to be. So the drive can take a toll on both of us.
I agree. I hate that drive that wears me out, and you're the one driving.
Oh.
All right, folks. Yeah, well, apparently Steve has gotten tied up this morning or something. No telling what happened. But anyway, what's this for now? Unless Steve calls in, Lori, we'll just call this open lines as usual. We'll let people call in and talk about anything they want to. Ladies and gentlemen, calling number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And, we'll just make it same as most shows. So, folks, whatever you want to talk about, give us a call. We'll do that.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, I was kind of curious to know what our listeners were doing to get their gardens ready and, you know, get going for this season's growing. I know a lot of the stuff we talk about is for, you know, survival and all, but your garden is definitely part of that survival period, you know. So,
positively.
You know, so if you're doing it something, or I should say doing it a little bit different than what, you know, we've mentioned on the air here, you know, give us a call. I'm sure some of our listeners would be interested to know what some of the other listeners are up to and doing. So, you know.
I agree. Well, you know, something I forgot to do this year, we needed a good pruning job on those big apple trees. You know, really get up in them with the ladders and do all that. We didn't do that. Now I'm afraid, Lori, I don't know what you think. I'm afraid we've waited too late. That sap's already starting to come back up. There'll be buds on that doggone thing in another week.
Well, we may have to just wait till next year, dear. But, you know, being on, like I said, running back and forth to the doctors with you, with everything going on with you, we just didn't have time. So, you know, the trees
I plain and simple forgot.
Well, the trees are strong, so, you know, they'll be good for another year and check back again.
Yeah, and with all these Japanese beetles, we don't exactly have to worry about getting too much fruit off of them. It ain't going to happen.
I told you, no, I'm going up to the Dollar General store, and I'm going to invest in some baby powder because I read that you can sprinkle baby powder on your trees and on the ground around it, and that should kill off the Japanese beetles.
Well, let's try it. Let's buy a case. Some of those trees are 30 feet tall, Lori. I don't know how we're going to get that baby powder up on there. We'll come up with a catapult or something.
Well, you know, as my son-in-law said, you know, easily blow it up there.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was thinking the same thing. We're not above trying something like that. The worst can happen is it makes a mess. Somebody gets a
what's
baby
to happen?
Powder.
Baby powder everywhere, yeah.
So. Yeah, I was just reading here on an email from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance that I forgot all about it again. Something else I forgot. Census of Agriculture. Every 10 years, or is it every 5? But anyway, folks, there's, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with filling this out if you have a farm. Some people are worried about privacy. There's nothing mandating that you have to fill it out. But it'll comes usually in a big, heavy manila envelope, 8x10 size, and ask you a million questions about your farm. But if you don't sell more than $1,000 worth of stuff off your farm a year, they say there's no reason to fill it out. But anyway, if you got a small farm, hobby farm, whatever, expect to get it in the mail. Should be coming, I think, end of March, first part of April. I'm going to fill ours out just because it helps our local representative to the U.S. House get more money from the government for this area, ag money. It doesn't help Lori and I that much, but it definitely helps our neighbors that have large operations. So just a heads up, it's coming in mail. Expect it. Okay, well, unfortunately, Steve still hadn't called in. Hope he's okay. Anyway, well, Lori, what else? Anything else you're looking at?
Actually, I was trying to find my chart. It says what you should be planting in case they missed, you know, Rick talking about it last week. So that's what I'm trying to look up right this minute. But if you have a farmer's almanac around, you know, that's a good tool to keep on hand and to look at. Unfortunately, ours kind of disappeared, you know, over the years. I think, you know, grandkids looking at it, drawing it. It's time to get a new one.
Well, let me see. Right now, I think it'd be broccoli, right? Lettuce. See, collards and mustards are a cool weather plant, but I don't know if it's time to plant them yet or not. Our last frost is supposed to be April 15th or 20th, somewhere in there. And most of those greens grow pretty fast. I don't know if it's too early to plant those or not. You know, I got a copy of what you were talking about last week, that planting guide.
Yeah.
I put it on our free downloads on the website. I'll be doggone if I can remember the name of it, and there's about 350 things there to download. So I guess somebody will have to look through the list.
I just can't seem to find what I'm looking for. It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, I'm having one of those too, as you well know. Anyway, folks, if you go to ruralsurvival.info, that's ruralsurvival.info, on the left-hand side near the top page, and I'm talking about in the margin area, you'll see a link that says free download. You click on that, and that opens you up access to literally hundreds of free downloads, and a lot of it's really, really useful. And you know, I guess one way is you can just download it to your computer, or you can download it and print it, whichever you want to. But there's anything from 3-page brochures on various things all the way to computer security, defensing, just tons of information. Do yourself a favor, take a look at it. It's all free. All you got to do is click on it to download it, and you know, it's a great source of information. You know, Ori, we also got some flash drives left. I think we got about half a dozen of them left. So, folks, if you want a Survival Library flash drive, we've got them right now. They're $59.95 each for shipping in the U.S., a little bit more for going overseas. You know, I was talking with my friend John Moore. We have shipped to every single continent those flash drives except Antarctica. At least I don't remember one going to McMurdo or anywhere in Antarctica. But that was just kind of interesting. Of course, I guess after 9 years of having them that, you know, we probably should have shipped to every continent by now. But anyway, though, we can ship anywhere in the world. That's my point. So, take a look. Anyway, oh, one other thing on rural survival you guys might be interested in. There's a link, center of the page, about halfway down. It says freedom.social. It's a picture. Takes up probably a third of the screen. There's a new effort afloat to create a platform for bartering, trading, commentary, video. It's got a video platform just like YouTube, except uncensored. You might want to take a look at that. You know, the only thing is you've got to sign up for it, you know, your name, a password, and email, but once you do that, you're set. And so far from what I understand from Kent Lewis, who actually is the operator and the CEO of the company, they've got about 21,000 people that use the site regularly. Well, that, I think, is going to turn into a really good source for all kinds of information. It's not there yet, but it just started. So you guys might want to take a look at that. Like I said, cost nothing. And they also have the 1776 tokens, which you can use to trade for goods and services just like any other crypto. And you might want to check that out. Doesn't cost nothing, so check it out. Okay, I'm coming up about 2 minutes from the break, and Steve still hadn't called in. Oh, well, what can I say? Those things happen. So, anyway, well, at least we're getting out of the drought, Lori.
Yeah, that's true. It's been raining the last couple of days. Let's see here. I did find one chart. Let's see. Some things that you can start growing indoors starting March 1st.
Yeah.
March 1st, you can start parsley inside. And then you would transplant that outside on May 1st. So it'll be inside for a while.
Right.
Broccoli, start March 15th. And you can transplant it, plant it out the 1st of May as well. Cabbage, March 15th, cauliflower the 15th, eggplants the 15th. Now, your cabbage and your cauliflower you can put out May 1st with your broccoli, but your eggplant will have to wait till June 1st.
Really? Okay. I didn't know it had to wait that long. Okay.
Yep. Your peppers. Everybody loves peppers. You know, put that little spice in your food.
Me included.
April 1st. You start those indoors April 1st, and they can go out June 1st. Let's see. Okra starts April 15th, and you can plant them, move them outdoors on June 1st. Tomatoes, basil, and marigolds. Remember I told you, you know, you always ask me why put marigolds in the garden? Okay. You can all start them indoors on April 15th and then transplant them outside May 20th. And that's our break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Call the number is 1-800-313-9443.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is 24 February, 2018, and I hope everybody's having a great weekend so far. I know a lot of the area where we live in, Arkansas, Missouri, probably over into Tennessee and Mississippi and all that, is getting lots of rain. But anyway, we got one of our regular callers and a guy that contributes a hell of a lot to the show, Rick in Missouri on line 9. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going? Mr. Whitman isn't in yet?
No, I hope nothing happened. I hope he's okay, but no, he hasn't called in.
Well, whatever it is that might have happened to Mr. Whitman, it won't look like much compared to what already happened, so I bet he's going to be fine. So I'll kill a few minutes while we're waiting. Yeah, he's already seen the worst, I hope. You're doing great with the planting stuff. I think that, from what I can tell, you're right on for Central, for Zone 5, for Zone 5A and 5B. I think you were talking about Clyde's vegetable, where is it? It's Clyde's Vegetable Planting Guide.com. Yeah. Clyde's vegetable planting chart.com. You know, he needs to sharpen that up. There are certain things that I planted last year that I don't want to plant. Well, I want to plant them because I'm like so many other people and I have limited garden bed space. I mean, right. You know, I realize, you know, you've got tons of open ground. Most people aren't blessed with that situation. But things that seem to sit there indefinitely and don't really do much for me are things like carrots. And the sweet potato thing, it basically turns into an all-year endeavor. And I would agree that, you know, with things like sweet potatoes, you know, it's a dual purpose crop in that you can eat the tops, and then of course the potatoes, right, if they're properly hardened off, they store pretty well all the way through winter. But you know, once again, you've got a bed dedicated for the whole year to one crop, which you know, if you're trying to produce food for a large group of people in an emergency, which, you know, to tell you the truth, I like gardening, but, you know, once again, what I'm doing here is I'm doing two things at once. I'm making food and I'm eating food. I'm also giving food away. But at the same time, you know, and I've said this before, and I don't want to be boring, but I'm acquiring the skills to produce large amounts of food in smaller spaces very quickly. And
right.
You know, and you know, once again, that isn't even just a prepper situation. You've got guys out there making very nice livings doing just exactly that, and they're actually using it as a livelihood. So, you know, that skill, you know, I think the other day you and I were saying that skills are equal to money in the bank.
Absolutely.
I can only assume that would be 1,000 times true if we had a debt crisis or a currency collapse. At that point, all you really have is what you own and some barterable skill. So, you know, learning to garden, learning to produce lots of food in small spaces is a marvelous thing. With respect to what Laurie was saying earlier about what you can propagate right now, I look to see that I mentioned in the last couple of weeks that something called Never Sink Farms, I look to see where these guys are because he's just producing tons of videos right now. And like I mentioned, they almost went out of business for lack of intelligence. Well, I shouldn't say that, lack of skill. Apparently he's plenty intelligent. He was, I think, a computer programmer and a problem solver. I will wait right here.
All right, sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Call in number 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Listening to the Rules Show here on RBN, and our guest hasn't called in yet, so we're speaking with Rick in Missouri, and we were talking about what you should be starting to plant now. I did mention a few things, and like Rick said, it might be for where we're at, so it's always a good thing to check your area of what you should be planting or starting to plant now. So there's plenty of charts out there on the internet or in your local stores where you can, you know, get the information of what you should be starting now. I don't think Rick and I've ever mentioned, but if you're going to be growing them in containers, make sure that you're using the right size container to at least get them started. I'll give you a for instance. If you're going to grow, kale in a container, the minimum size container you should use is a 5 gallon one, and remember that they have to be anywhere from 10 to 15 inches apart for your plants, and of course full and partial sun. So it's just other things you need to keep in mind. You know, like I said, I don't think we've ever mentioned that, Rick. So
no, you are absolutely right. As a matter of fact, last fall, I mentioned that I had started some of that Christmas kale, which I wanted to plant around so that when it got cold, the stuff turned bright colors, and it worked very well. But I inadvertently wound up with an experiment. I started more flats than I had quart pots for, and what actually occurred was it's opined, I think maybe it's true, but it's opined that once the roots sense that they've gone about as far as they can go and they've reached restrictions like the side or bottom of the pot, it makes up its mind how big the plant can be, and you'll just stop the plant right there. When these little kales got to be about, an inch and a half tall, I started moving them into bigger pots, and they just immediately took off again. But for those kales that I left in the plastic cells, about 2 inches by 2 inches, those kales stayed that size all the way until they were killed by the cold snap, whereas the others, we took them from the quart pots into the ground. Those things got to be a ball about a foot around, and the other ones died about the size of a golf ball. So, yeah, if you don't have the right size container, and that doesn't, I mean, that's for anything. If you don't have the right size container, you'll definitely limit the size of your plant. And in some cases, that's kind of funny because I can grow elephant ears that are, I use the uprights. Let's see, that'd be the allocasias, not the colocasias. The colocasias are the elephant ears that droop. Mine point kind of straight up. The leaf kind of looks like a fan that you'd fan the king with, which is usually what I have my wife. I cut those off, and I allow her to fan me with those.
She's going to beat you, right?
She's not in the room. Yeah, she's beating me with a fan. But what happens is I've got a gal who keeps hers in her apartment because she doesn't have a house. She keeps hers in a pot that's about a gallon and a half, so hers stays very controllable, whereas I put mine outside in the biggest pot I can buy, and that thing is 3 feet across and 3 feet high, and mine will get to be 8 feet tall with leaves that are 2 feet by 3 feet, but she keeps hers dinky just by keeping the pot size down. So you are absolutely correct about pot size is very important. And the other thing is if you're starting things in your cells to go outside, you don't want to start them too early because if you do, they become tall, leggy, fall over. And the other thing is the roots will start to spiral. And and for some plants, that's okay. But some plants can actually break out of the spiral. There's a name for breaking out of it. But others, you'll put them in the ground, and they won't do much, and after a month or two, you dig one up, and you'll see the roots are still in there going in circles. And so John Martin Fortier has the book out. He is probably one of the foremost market gardeners. That would be a man who produces large amounts of foods in small spaces. He tells you when you want to put something in your cell, but also when you got to get it out. And that's the other part of the scenario, when to put it in your starting trays, but also at what point you need to get them back out again. So,
right.
Yeah, that all needs to be planned out. The week before, we were talking about the acidity of coffee grounds and tea bags. And I really did not know the answer to that, so I looked it up. There are people... apparently we have listeners out there. I'm getting my butt texted off, and I can't see that because my phone is to my ear. The coffee ground pH is about 6.8. So 7 is neutral. I mean, 7 is that's dead in the middle. So you know, for those, you know, we were talking about building up acid by using coffee grounds in the garden. Apparently, it's simply not going to happen. So. I'd say you guys...
I think we were talking about ashes, too, on the acid.
We were. I still don't know the answer to that one. I'm sorry. I should have immediately looked that up. My sister is waiting on her tomato seeds. As I mentioned, I will be starting lots. I'm going to go with a lot of smaller tomatoes this year for a couple reasons. I'll be using the F1 hybrids. What I want to say about that is I want to go with some of the wilder tomatoes, the ones that are naturally disease resistant, but I also will be leaning into the F1 hybrids. I like the smaller tomatoes. They're not slicing tomatoes, of course, but you get to harvest them in small batches. And what I wanted to say about that was, and I'm all over the beet thing right now, because the beets, not only are they, and I'm not changing the subject here, I'll get right to it. Beets are amazing for you. They sell them in powdered form, but, you know, if you grow your own beets, you don't have to worry about it. Beets are full of nitrates that do all kinds of amazing things for your mood and for your health, but then it's a dual-purpose crop, and you get to take the tops off. It's related to chard to the point where chefs, if you take the small tops off your beets, they can't really tell the difference between the chard and the beef. The beets.
Right.
So what I was going to say about the tomatoes and the beets, and that's where I'm going with this, is they interplant very well, because last year I tried interplanting some kale and some tomatoes, and the kale kind of swallowed the tomato plants and really set them back. But the beets are a different kind of a plant than kale. They don't get bushy, and they don't overshade your tomatoes. So
right.
I'll be doing, the thing about it is you're going to want to get your tomatoes in at last frost, but your beets can go in a bit earlier. But, you know, I really don't want to dedicate all that garden space to tomatoes, especially when I almost prefer the beets, so I will be planting beets under those. And with respect to planting tomatoes, I will not use the baskets or the stakes again this year.
Really?
And I won't do it. I mentioned this a long time ago, but I just got in this week my rolls of 170-pound baling twine. I got them off Amazon. You can buy the Chinese stuff, which is bright orange, which I'm not thrilled with. Don't necessarily want to know that. I want to see bright orange strings all over the place. But it was the Chinese stuff. And 9,600 feet, which is like 2 miles, you know,
right.
$50. But I bought the American-made stuff. It was 7,500 feet, so it's about a mile and a half, and I paid another $15. But it was American-made, and so I did that, but I've got, you know, now a mile and a half of this stuff. It should last quite a while. So, Rick, why are you talking about that? Well, if you've watched the Mittleiter Gardening YouTube, the one that's about 2 hours long, and it is presented by the LDS Prepper, who does a great job of presenting a large subject in a very small time frame, he will show you how he's vertically sustaining the tomatoes and suspending them. And what they're doing is basically creating a pair of clotheslines, the closed
right.
post tees, on either side of the garden, an overhead trellis, if you will, but a very sturdy one, very sturdy. And they're running the 170-pound twine vertically down from there, tying it off up there, and then staking it at the bottom of the plant nearby, and all you do is twirl the top of the plant as it grows. You don't have to tie anything. You just go up to the plant, twirl the plant around the string, and because the leaves are essentially opposing and sticking out like little arms, it won't untwirl. It can untwirl. So you don't have to waste time trying to go get and cut string and do all this stuff. You just walk by your plants, twirl the tops. But I will also be taking all the lower foliage off so that my plant will essentially be almost entirely naked up to the top bonnet of the plant, which is all the, that's what the professionals are doing. That's all the foliage.
Right. I was going to say, that's what they do in greenhouses for tomatoes.
Yeah. Right. It does a couple things. I mean, it doesn't hurt your yields, but it also keeps the plant very clean. You can see everything that's growing, and it keeps the disease way down. Because those diseases are basically, most of them come from water splashing off the soil, picking up fungus and stuff that was there from the year before, and it gets up on the leaves, and then all of a sudden it starts, and it's as contagious as smallpox. Once it gets going, it is really hard to stop. March 17th, I was going to say this a minute ago, is how I keep track of when to put in potatoes. I don't know why I connect the two, but I probably won't do the sweet potatoes again. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And if you've got a lot of room, you really should. You're going to have to keep the deer off them. That's a fact. But what I like about the potatoes is they're kind of in and out of there. So, you know, you were talking about how late the your eggplants go in.
Right.
I will be getting the potatoes, the white potatoes and the yellow potatoes and the red potatoes out just about in time to put in the eggplants. And I really do insist on having lots and lots of eggplants. And the reason is they're so versatile, and they produce way more food than tomato plants do. Pound for pound, one plant. Oh my gosh. You get so many eggplants off of a healthy plant. And they really don't, they're not very disease prone. I really don't do too much to them, but they really do like the heat. If you put them in early, they will simply sit there and scowl at you as you go by, and they just sit there until you're thinking, well, I guess I'm just not going to get any eggplants this year. And all of a sudden, one day you're riding by on the moor, the plant is 2 feet by 2 feet covered in black fruit, and you're like, well, I just took my eye off it for like 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. Well, that's what they do. They don't do anything until it really gets hot, and they do love that. The only thing they really get a decent case of is flea beetles. Flea beetles love to get on those things, and they punch all kinds of holes in all these. It really doesn't seem to hurt the plant, but I hate flea beetles, so I will put 7-Dust on those plants. I don't like to poison my plants much, especially never on the edible stuff like the kale or lettuce. Right. I never put poison on that at all. I would rather use a row cover to keep the flea beetles off. But on other things like tomatoes and other things, 7-Dust would be my first choice.
It is ours, too.
A lot of times if you get tomato dust, all it is 7-Dust with DE in it. For those of you who don't know, that's diatomaceous earth. So it'll kill most things.
Right, which destroys the beetles' bodies.
Yeah, from the inside. Yeah, they get it in there, and it just shreds their guts. It's not instantaneous like pyrethrins are, but it does work, and it's edible. It's in your toothpaste, so it's not going to kill you. As a matter of fact, it's good for you. So I would do that. I would use the 7-Dust on things like. And by the way, tomatoes and eggplants are both of the same gender. They are both, and what is it, potatoes? They are nightshades. Not that that matters, but they all tend to get the same sorts of problems. But no matter what else I did, I would always have eggplants because they freeze well. You can barbecue them and stuff like that. Also, there is something that I think you're going to really enjoy. I hate dedicating space to onions because it takes like they're like, you know, it's like a 120-day crop, so that's it.
Right.
But I am fascinated by onions, red onions, yellow onions, sweet onions, onions that store well, onions that don't store well, bunching onions. There is a guy out there. He's a good old boy. I think he's probably ex-military. I think his wife looks Korean to me. His name is Hollis. And they've got YouTubes called Hollis and Nancy. Hollis and Nancy Growing Onions, Part 1 and 2. This man knows how to grow onions. He has a modest house on a corner lot somewhere in suburbia. I don't know where. But you can look at that YouTube. You're really going to love it. Hollis and Nancy Growing Onions. It is. He rings the onions after they get to be a certain size. He has a regular table knife he bent in a 90. And he cleans around the onion that pulls the dirt back. And it gives the bulb a kind of a nudge or a jump start to bulb up. He really is very good at growing onions. And I would probably... If they're not long videos, they're a pair, and you probably really enjoy watching that.
Rick, I hate to interrupt you, buddy. Hey,
yeah.
Rick, we've got about, you've got about 1 minute to wrap up your thoughts. Steve Whitman's called in, and we're going to pick up
nice.
Him right after our next break. So
wrap
up your thoughts
thing.
Real quick, buddy.
No, that's fine. You know how you said, let me wrap it up with this. You know how you said your crystal ball is broken?
Yeah.
There is a video out. There's a video out there. Baba Vanga, B-A-B-A, Vanga, B-A-N-G-A. Baba Vanga, predictions for 2018. She's 85% right. She claims Japan and China will have a war. Oregon, will there be a tsunami that splits it off the continental U.S., and Trump will not finish his term. There's a bunch more. Baba Vanga, predictions for 2018, look that up. If you want to know the future with 85% certainty, I guarantee she's right. That's a joke. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks, bye, buddy. Bye. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our very special guest, Steve Whitman, 800-313-9443.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN, and our guest Steve Whitman has called in. So, welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you, Laurie. I have to apologize. I had an issue here at the house this morning, and it kind of took up my time. So,
not a problem, Steve.
I'm sorry for calling in late, but at least I'm here.
It's okay, buddy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know who Steve Whitman is, he, to start with, is a master Maine guide. Okay, and he owns, I forgot the name of your fish camp, and I was just looking at, here he is, longlakescamp.com is the website. And this is up in what, the northern part of Maine, Steve?
Yes, it's about 2.5 hours north of Bangor on the New Brunswick border.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I was just looking for your website. It's very well
it's
done.
Yeah, thank you. It's up in God's country, as we call it. The population up there is pretty sparse.
Well, I'll tell you, a few years ago, I guess it's probably been 4 years now when you first started writing for Rural Survival, we put a whole bunch of pictures up on your author's page on ruralsurvival.info. And I was refreshing myself this morning looking at some of those. I'll tell you, there is some serious fishing up there in your neck of the woods from what the pictures show. I was getting hungry looking.
Yeah, we are very fortunate in that part of the country, in Washington County, which where my business lies. We have hundreds of lakes, literally, and some of the best smallmouth bass fishing in the country is located there. And the fish you do see in those pictures, that's just what they are. They're trophy smallmouths.
Some of them are beautiful.
A lot of those fish weigh between 4 and 6 pounds. And our state record, which is currently 8, which was caught in the lake south of us, I believe is going to be broken on some of our water very soon. Because a lot of those fish that aren't shown, naturally we haven't been able to bring in, and they are bigger than what you see in those photos.
Oh, wow. That is awesome, Steve. You know, I know from our previous conversations, this is something that you've wanted to do your whole life. And we've got about a minute and a half or a minute before the top of the hour break. Can you tell people what it takes to become a guide, a master guide like yourself? I think they'd be interested to know. I was.
A master main guide is very involved. First of all, you have to get your guiding license in a single discipline, such as hunting, fishing, recreation, or tidal water. Once you get that, then you have to get 10 years minimum of experience. In all these disciplines, you have to take a written, then an oral exam.
All right, Steve, do me a favor and hang on, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the top of the hour break. Calling numbers 800-313-9443, back in two.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.